Morning.
I want to talk today about it's better to travel than to arrive. When I was a lad at school, or admittedly many, many years ago, that was an essay that used to be set for us. It's better to travel than to arrive. Discuss. Clearly, it rather depends on the situation. If you're running the 100 metres, then obviously it's pretty important to arrive, preferably as fast as possible. But one of the big issues in sport, especially at the level of the Olympics, is that winning is a double-edged sword. For every winner, there are many losers who then have to pick themselves up and remotivate themselves for the next 4 years. That's why the Americans have apparently got a new mantra for their athletes, and that's enjoy the journey. Winning medals is great, but enjoying the journey is every bit as important. And so it is in life. The journey is every bit as important as the destination. How you conduct yourself in relation to others, how you enjoy and appreciate the travelling, who's on the journey with you, how you do what you do. These count for a great deal because they'll make a huge contribution to the ultimate achievement. The destination will be a natural end point rather than just a tick in the box. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, now what? It's easy to be so driven by our desire for achievement that we can forget to have fun, smell the roses, take time out, and to fully appreciate the great gift of life. After all, we are human beings and not human doings.